Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be here once again. Amen. In the presence of all of you, God bless you. Amen. Today is Wednesday, and it's time again for Wednesday Word. On last week, I gave you an introduction of agape, or agape, the unconditional love of God. Amen. And I told you I would be back, amen, each week as we go through 30 days of devotion. Amen. Reciting, amen, our love for the Lord and his love for us. Amen. A devotion unto the Lord. We give all glory and honor to him today. Amen. Having a little bit of a difficulty, but I give glory and honor to God because even in the midst of the difficulty, God is good. He is gracious. He is true. He is faithful. Amen. And he is love. Amen. Last week we gave you a definition of agape. I'm not going to go through those again because I have so much, amen, to go through today, amen, that I don't want to backtrack, but please do check out the archive from last week if you did not hear it, because it goes directly with what we're doing on today. Amen, amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks, oh God, and giving you praise, Lord, glorifying you because you are the creator of all things, giving you glory because you are in control of everything, giving you glory, oh God, because you created us in your image, oh my God, and you came through 42 generations to bring us back into right fellowship with you. And for that, oh God, we love you because you first loved us. Lord God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Amen. There are so many that believe that they should have glory in this day, but we understand that only the true and the living God, only the Savior of all mankind, only the Lord of glory and the Lord of love is deserving and even worthy of more accolades than even we know how to give. The glory, Lord God, is yours and yours alone. You rescued us so many times out of danger, seen and unseen. You rescued us directly out of the hands of the enemy. Oh God, and we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you thanks on today for the many things that you have done. Oh God, because you love us so much more than we know how to love, and you're teaching us by your Spirit what love is and how we ought to define love, because love can only be defined by its originator. Anything else is surely a substitute, a counterfeit, a lie from the pit of hell. Oh God, we honor you, recognizing that you are love. Oh God, and we thank you for the love that you have given us, for the sacrifice that you made for our lives, for all of humanity. We give you glory and give you praise for the knowledge and the wisdom that you impart. Asking, Lord God, that you bless each and every soul that listens, Lord God, to this broadcast as it is live, and those, Lord God, that listen to the replay. Oh my God, we leave a blessing for each and every one, even right now. Oh Lord, I lift up each and every one, Lord God, where they are even now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, move in their circumstance. Lord, bring forth healing, bring forth deliverance. Oh, Lord God, manifest breakthrough in the earth realm, even in this hour. Oh, God, you know what the quandary is. Father God, bring the answer. For truly, Lord, you see and you know all things, and you are the answer. Lord, give them the answer that they have need of in this hour, even right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Giving glory and honor to the Lord and to him alone. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Our subject today, amen, our topic is agape, agape. Agape is actually the pronunciation in the Greek, amen. We so fondly say, and so traditionally we do say agape. In the Greek, I have checked several pronunciations, and it is agape. So for this, we are going to, I'll probably say it both ways, amen, because it is recognized as as agape. But this is 30 days of agape, 30 days of devotion, and this is days 1 through 7. And I'm just going to give you a summary of the days as our Wednesday word. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And the first day, I'm just going to go through them. I'm not going to say the days. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7, it says that love, it bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Glory to God. We know that love is sacrificial and it is unconditional. Amen. The love of God has, it has no borders, no boundaries, no conditions. Amen. It has none of those things. We are so accustomed, amen, to betrayals and rejections that we don't recognize real love when we see it. But rejection is in direct opposition to love and acceptance, because God is love and he accepts all humanity. Now, he does not accept all of our behavior, but he accepts your humanity because he created each and every one of us in his image. And we are loved by the Spirit of God because God is love. Glory to God. If we want to be blessed, certainly there are conditions, but there is no condition to the love of God. Amen. Love bears all things, believes all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. The Word of God lets us know what love is and what it is not. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it tells us what love looks like. Amen. If you have a rendition of what is called love in your life that does not look like those things on the page. And I will say off to the side that people are not perfect, but if they are striving, amen, to be patient and to be kind and not to be envious, if they're striving, amen, not to be self-seeking, but to put you before themselves, if they're striving not to be easily angered, amen, if they're striving not to remember the wrongs and not to bring them up, not to bring them up to your face again. If they are striving to do those things, then that is probably love that you have. Amen. But love does not look like abuse. Love does not look like control. Love does not look like manipulation. It does not look like infidelity. It does not look like mistrust. It does not look like any of those things. Amen. We're talking about agape, the love of God. Amen. The love of God is consistent and it is faithful. It is part of his character. Amen. Because he is love. That's 1 Corinthians 13 and 7. We're going over. Now we're going to, glory to God, 1 John chapter 4, verse 21. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. Amen. We're still talking about love. Amen. We are commanded by God to love even those that are hard to love. So we have to love even those who have abused and misused us. We have to love, I mean, even those, amen, that are abusing and misusing themselves. Amen. We have to love those that are inflictors of pain. They are in crisis. Glory to God. They need love more than others need love. Glory to God. We must love them through it, through the crisis, that they receive deliverance by the power of God. And that doesn't mean putting yourself in a position to be harmed. It means praying in the Holy Ghost for wisdom to serve in the most effective way. God will show you. Amen. We're talking about the love of God. Amen. He is the one who defines what love is. So as he loves us, we learn how to love one another. Amen. It is his love that we share with others. The love of God is the one that he's the one that shows us how to do this. Glory to God. He shows us how to love those that are hard to love. Amen. He loved us. Amen. And we were wayward in our sin. We were going backwards instead of forward. We were doing all manner of sin in the presence presence of God, and surely our sin, it did have a stench in the nostrils of God, and yet he cleaned us up so that we could walk even worthy before him and never miss a beat as far as loving us. Oh, and we have to learn, amen, that we also must love even as God does love. We must love one another. Glory to God. Amen. John 3:16-17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Glory to God in the highest. Love is sacrificial. God is love. The one, amen, that sits in glory. He wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among men. He became sin who knew no sin at all for your sake and for mine. Glory to God. He took our penalty. He took our penalty of death upon himself so that we would not have to see the second death, and so that we could again be in right fellowship with the Father. Amen. So that we can commune with God the way that he intended that we commune from the very beginning. This is powerful. Glory to God. There is no greater example of love in all of history. God so loved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews 12:6. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. Now, I know none of us really like being corrected, but there is a good reason for correction. Glory to God. God corrects all those he loves. Amen. He corrects, let me say it again, all those that he loves. He will realign and reposition, redirect us, and even demote and promote, amen, his beloved. Don't take it for granted when you are corrected. Don't reject it when you are corrected. This is love at work in you, amen, in your life. Glory to God. So you will always be positioned for the greatest and the best. God corrects us. He realigns us and repositions us. Amen. So that we will always be in a position for God's best. Amen. He said, Jesus said he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. I have repeated that over and over because it is significant. Amen. In order to receive that abundance, sometimes we have to be corrected. Sometimes the Lord, we get misaligned and the Lord has to realign us with our purpose and with our destiny. Amen. So look, it is necessary in those times to chasten us, to correct us. Sometimes it comes very harshly, and sometimes it's a gentle nudge. But don't reject the correction, because every time it comes, it is because God loves you. Oh, my God. And he wants the very best. Glory to God. He is the very best. And he wants you to continue to have the very best. Amen. 1 John 4:8, it says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. He who does not love, amen, glory to God. He who does not love does not know God. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not even going to say anything else behind that. Glory to God, because I think it's self-explanatory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 5:8, it says, but God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Nothing can separate us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, amen, just how much he loves humanity, just how much he loves you and I, and just what length he would go to realign us with his goodness. And he saved us from the evil that was sure to destroy us. It was absolutely going to destroy us without a doubt. But the Lord demonstrated his love for us when he became sin that knew no sin. Amen. Amen. And he died on the cross just for each and every one of us. And we give glory and honor to the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm actually going through my pages. Give me 1 second. My booklet closed on me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. This scripture, I'm just going to read directly from the booklet. This is 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love. Instead, perfect love drives out fear. Fear involves punishment. I believe the King James Version says torment. So the one who fears is not complete in love. Glory to God. The perfect love of God drives fear out. Perfect in scripture means complete or having reached maturity. We don't live in fear of God that torments with terror. The fear of the Lord is reverential, and I thought it important to bring that up while we're talking about fear, because I think people misunderstand the two types of fear. One is directly from the enemy, and the other is from God. He teaches us how to reverence him, and that is the fear of the Lord that scripture speaks of, and it is always reverential. It is always humility in his presence, recognizing his greatness and his awesomeness, his sovereignty over all of his creation. There is none greater in existence. He is faithful, true, and he is holy. Amen. That is the fear of the Lord. And there's so much more to that, but that's a basic answer. Amen. But the perfect love of God, it drives out fear. And if fear is still present, amen, that means that perfection, amen, you have not reached maturity. Amen. That love hasn't reached maturity in your life. Amen. But continue to seek the Lord. Continue to hold on to his promises. Amen. That are yea and amen for you. Continue to hold on to his precepts. Every word is true. Amen. And the Lord will perfect you. He will bring you to maturity in good time. Glory to God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. I have another scripture here. All right, let's get to it. Romans 8:38-39. It says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Nothing in existence, nothing near, nothing far, nothing can separate us from the love that God has for us. Amen. He loves us in spite of us. And no created being, not another human being, not Satan himself, can separate us from the love that God has for us. Glory to God. Remember I said his love, the love of God has no conditions. It has no borders. It has no boundaries. It has no limits. Glory to God. Amen. David said, amen, that God is wherever he is. He said, even if he made his bed in hell, the Lord is there, and the love of God would still be loving him, even if he ended up in hell. My God, God loves us. Amen. That's just letting you know he loves us no matter where you are or what you're doing, no matter what you have done already. But he also loves us so much that he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Glory to God. Those borders, those boundaries, amen, as far as behavior, amen, and submission to things that God has made, it was always intended to keep us safe from the enemy. amen, to keep us safe from Satan himself. Satan's threefold mission is to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. But Jesus' mission is to bring life and that you might have it more abundantly, not just in eternity and the then and there, but also now in the present, the here and the now. Amen. Those rules and those boundaries that you think are so harsh, for some reason people think that way. Amen. Those things were to keep you safe from the enemy. It was so that he could not deceive you. It was so he could not steal, amen, the destiny that God has for you out of your life. It was so that you would be safe from the evil that is present in the earth. Amen. And the Lord has given us a choice, amen, to choose life or death. Amen. We choose the way of life and we choose the love of God, amen, to be overflowing in our lives, not just, amen, the love of God that loves all men, but the love of God that shows us how to remain safe from the evil, amen, and that is in choosing Jesus. He died that we might have life because we were dead men walking without him. Glory to God. But the Lord loves us. Amen. And look at the length that he went to show us. Amen. We looked at the scripture tonight. He went to extreme lengths to show us just how much we are loved. He wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among men. Came our sin, all of our sins, past, present, and future. Amen. And he knew no sin. He's incapable of sin. And yet he allowed all of our sin to be thrust upon him so that we could live, so that we could be, again, be in right fellowship with the Father. That's love. That is love. That is love. Love is sacrificial, and it does not have conditions. Amen. We make up conditions as to how long we'll love somebody. We love them based on whether or not they will do this thing or that thing. Amen. But God, his love is not, it's not so. He loves us even if we don't choose him. Now, we must remember that if we don't choose him, we have chosen the enemy, and we will receive the same enemy that we will receive the same reward that the enemy receives. But if we choose Jesus, oh my God, if we choose him, amen, the word of God said he keep no good thing from you. So if God is keeping something from you, it's not good. It's just as simple as that. It's just not good to you or for you. But the love of God is always good. Amen. Glory to God. We honor the Lord tonight. Amen. This is our lesson for today. Amen. The 30 days of devotion. This was days, a summary of days 1 through 7. Amen. The love of God. He so loves his creation. Amen. And he wants all of humanity to know him and the pardon of your sin. He does not want you to be separated from him in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Amen. He wants to have an upfront and close relationship with you. He wants to speak to you and have you speak back to him. And he wants you to be able to hear what it is he has to say. He has instructions for your day. He has warnings and admonishments that he wants to give you, amen, so that your life is prosperous, so that your way is easy, so that you live a peaceable life. Glory to God. If you're without him today, his word lets us know, amen, that all we have to do is call upon the name of Jesus. He said, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Call on his name today. He's waiting for you. Amen. He knows your whereabouts. He knows exactly where you are in any given moment. As a matter of fact, the hairs on your head are numbered. He knows everything there is to know about you. Amen. You have not done anything so evil that you cannot call upon the Lord, and he will answer. Jeremiah said, call on me. Amen. Call to him. Call to me, and I will answer you. Amen, and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Jeremiah spoke the words of the Lord unto Israel. Amen, and all they had to do was call, and the same is true for you. All you have to do is call on him. Amen. And he will answer you, and he will direct you, and he will show you, amen, the path of holiness and godliness, the path of truth and integrity, the path of faithfulness, the path of prosperity. Amen. Prosperity is not always just money. People think are so limiting. Amen. That's a very limited view of prosperity. It is so much more than that. Amen. Let God show you. Let him love you and show you how to love and what love really is. Love can only be defined by its originator. God is love, and only he can tell us what love is. And he has written it in his word, amen, so that we can go back and refer to it and understand, amen, what love is. It is not defined as the world defines it. Amen. That is a spirit of deception. It is a cloak of the enemy that has gone out over the earth, amen, to deceive men and women so that they are distracted, amen, from the love that God is sending forth. Amen. They're being distracted from by a counterfeit, a substitute, amen, something that's not real at all. And they'll miss the presence of God and the power of God because they were led away by the distraction. God is love. Let him show you his way. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Until next time, amen.